The Greater Sudbury Cubs picked up a few honors as the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League handed out its awards for the 2022-23 season recently. Kylo Ellis received the John Grignon Trophy for Rookie of the Year. The Greater Sudbury Sudbury Cubs also won the William Sidney Jones Memorial Trophy for NOJHL West Champion. A number of Cubs members were also named to the All-Star team. That includes forward Pearson Sobush, goaltender Noah Mativier and coach Daryl Moxham. A full listing of NOJHL award winners can be found below. Carolo Catterello Trophy for NOJHL MVP. Nicholas Pigeon, F. Timmins Rock. The 20-year-old playmaking center led all league skaters in both assists and points with 81 and 107 respectively, while also contributing 26 goals along the way. Of his helper totals, 16 of them came on game-winning tallies for his club, while Pigeon also notched a NOJHL high 39 power play assists, along with 44 man advantage points. The Aylmer, K. product also provided consecutive game point streaks of 21 and 19 games during the season, while only being held off the game sheet twice in his final 45 outings and just 6 times in 58 overall appearances. NOJHL trophy for best defenseman. Alex Little, D. Powassan Voodoos. The smooth skating blue liner, who turned 20 earlier this month, topped all league defensemen in goals with 21 and point per game average at 1.07. The Powassan captain also finished second in points among rearguards with 58, in 54 games played, marking a 30-point improvement over last season, while establishing personal single-season bests in goals, assists and points. Hailing from Minden, Ont. Little has appeared in 104 NOJHL contests while scoring 30 times and setting up 56 others for 86 points. John Grignon Trophy for Rookie of the Year. Kylo Ellis, D. Greater Sudbury Cubs. Ellis was a solid contributor at both ends of the ice for the West Division winning Cubs. The 18-year-old blue liner from Brantford, Ont. scored 8 times and assisted on 35 others for a 43-point initial campaign in the league, while also helping Greater Sudbury allow the third fewest goals against in the NOJHL at 138. Ellis also paced all rookie D-men in power play points with 21. Giles LaPerriere Trophy for Most Improved Player. Caleb Minns, F. Blind River Beavers, finishing third in NOJHL scoring this season. Minns provided 84 points in 58 games for the Beavers on the year. The skilled forward from Baxter, Ont. who is finishing up his final campaign of junior a hockey, had a 37-point improvement from 2021-22, in setting personal season bests in tallies, assists and points with 31, 53 and 84 respectively. Mitch Tetro Memorial Trophy for top defensive forward. Darren Kapp, F. Sioux Thunderbirds. As a quality player, who was relied on in many areas on the ice, Kapp was called upon to go head-to-head against many of the other club's top players throughout the season. While solid defensively, the 20-year-old from North Vancouver, BC, also scored 30 times for Sault Ste. Marie, and drew assists on 38 others, to finish ninth in league scoring with 68 points, in 55 matchups. Wayne Chase Memorial Award for Best Goals Against Average. Jacob Brown, G. Timmins Rock. The first-year netminder was nearly unbeatable for The Rock when called after getting the starting nod. Boasting a NOJHL low goals against average of 1.49, the 17-year-old netminder who calls Yarker, Ont. home, went 1-8-1-1-2, while leading all goaltenders in shutouts with 7 and being second in save percentage at .925. NOJHL Team Goaltending Award for Fewest Goals Allowed. Patrick Boivin and Jacob Brown, Timmins Rock. The Timmins tandem combined to give up just 111 goals on the season, including posting 13 shutouts between them. Jimmy Connors Memorial Trophy for NOJHL Scoring Champion. Nicholas Pigeon, F. Timmins Rock. The 20-year-old playmaking center led all league skaters in both assists and points with 81 and 107 respectively, while also contributing 26 goals along the way. David Harrison Trophy for Most Gentlemanly Player. Matthew Comeau, F. Hearst Lumberjacks. Competing at nearly a point per game clip for Hearst, Comeau completed his second consecutive season without incurring a penalty. In 57 games this season, while skating for his hometown Hearst side, the 17-year-old forward notched 15 markers and picked up assists on 39 others, for 54 points. Through his initial 105 NOJHL outings, Comeau has 95 points to his credit, and as mentioned, has yet to be penalized in his league career. NOJHL Trophy for Best Overall Team Player, Lucas Signoretti, F. Espanola Paper Kings. A major contributor to the improved success of the Espanola franchise this season was the play of Signoretti. The 18-year-old from Kinborne, Ont, sported an NOJHL best point per game average of 1.98 while scoring 39 times and assisting on 40 others in 40 games for the Paper Kings. Signoretti's efforts included 23 multi-point performances and getting his name on the game sheet offensively in each of his final 15 outings, as well as in 23 of his last 24 contests. Merle, Red, McCarthy Memorial Award for NOJHL Coach of the Year. Peter Goulet, Powassan Voodoos, taking over the reins of the Voodoos in early July, he made an immediate impact in joining the Powassan organization and the NOJHL. In stepping behind the bench, Goulet led the Voodoos to 37 victories this season, despite having a later start in helping prepare his lineup. This was a 7-win improvement for the club in his first year with the squad. The team discipline for the veteran junior. A head coach saw Powassan register the fewest penalty minutes in the league, at just 486, with none of his players picking up a suspension throughout the regular season. To date, Goulet's efforts has also already helped four of his players earn scholastic and hockey-related opportunities, at the next level, for next season. The Joe Drago Trophy for NOJHL Director of the Year, Ted Gooch, Timmins Rock, garnering the laurels for a second consecutive year, his efforts saw Timmins continue to provide solid showings both on and off the ice. The Rock finished first overall in the regular season standings and topped the league in attendance for yet another campaign in guiding what is a model junior. A franchise. James Aspin Trophy for NOJHL Regular Season Champions, Timmins Rock. The Rock finished number one among the 12-member NOJHL teams with 95 points and an overall record of 4-5-8-3-2. Gary Hall Memorial Award for NOJHL East Champion, Timmins Rock. Pacing the NOJHL East, Timmins registered their 95 points, which was 7 more than second-place Hearst. William Sidney Jones Memorial Trophy for NOJHL West Champion, Greater Sudbury Cubs. In finishing on top in the NOJHL West, Greater Sudbury boasted a solid record of 4-6-1-0-2-0. With their 94 points putting them 5 clear of Blind River in the divisional race. All-Star Teams. The NOJHL also announced its first and second All-Star Team recipients, with the players and team staff members being recognized for their achievements, efforts and contributions with their respective clubs during the 2022-23 campaign. First All-Star Team. Forward. Nicholas Pigeon, Timmins Rock. The 20-year-old playmaking center led all league skaters in both assists and points with 81 and 107 respectively, while also contributing 26 goals along the way. Of his helper totals, 16 of them came on game-winning tallies for his club, while Pigeon also notched a NOJHL high 39 power play assists, along with 44 man advantage points. The Aylmer, K. product also provided consecutive game point streaks of 21 and 19 games during the season, while only being held off the game sheet twice in his final 45 outings and just 6 times in 58 overall appearances. Forward. Lucas Signoretti, Espanola Paper Kings. A major contributor to the improved success of the Espanola franchise this season was the play of Signoretti. The 18-year-old from Kinborne, Ont, sported an NOJHL best point per game average of 1.98 while scoring 39 times and assisting on 40 others in 40 games for the Paper Kings. Signoretti's efforts included 23 multi-point performances and getting his name on the game sheet offensively in each of his final 15 outings, as well as in 23 of his last 24 contests. He also had a pair of 6-point games to his credit, which paced all players. Forward. Brady Haroon, Timmins Rock, the NOJHL's first 50-goal scorer in 7 years, Haroon had big campaign for the league-leading rock. The 20-year-old from St. Albert, Alta, also supplied 46 assists, with his 96 total points placing him second among all skaters, while appearing in all but one regular season contest for Timmins. Haroon's 9-game winning goals also led the NOJHL, as did his 20-man advantage efforts. Defense. Alex Little, Powassan Voodoos, the smooth-skating blue liner, who turned 20 earlier this month, topped all league defensemen in goals with 21 and point per game average at 1.07. The Powassan captain also finished second in points among rearguards with 58, in 54 games played, marking a 30-point improvement over last season, while establishing personal single-season bests in goals, assists and points. Hailing from Minden, Ont, Little twice earned League Defenseman of the Month honors in 2022-23. He has appeared in 104 NOJHL contests while scoring 30 times and setting up 56 others for 86 points. Defense. Kenyon Nyman, Timmins Rock, leading all league defensemen in offensive production, Nyman competed at just over a point per game rate with 60 in 58 outings. Among his efforts were 11 goals, with his 49 assists also pacing NOJHL D-men. The 20-year-old from Maple Ridge, BC, earned League Defenseman of the Month laurels twice and saw his 25 power play assists and 30 points lead all blueliners. Goaltender. Patrick Boivin, Timmins Rock, registering the most victories in the league this season, the 19-year-old netminder, who is from Blind River, had 27 of them in 36 appearances. Brown went 2-7-7-2-0 overall for the Rock and was second overall in goals against average at 1.98 and was sixth in save percentage at .920. His 6 shutouts tied him for second in league play. General Manager, Mark Gagnon, Espanola Paper Kings, in his initial campaign as a NOJHL GM, Gagnon helped formulate a roster that has advanced to the upcoming playoffs. His work also saw Espanola produce a 33-point improvement over last season. The Paper Kings also boasted 29 wins this season, which is the most a franchise from the community has had in the league since back in 2013-14, when the then Espanola Rivermen had 32 triumphs under head coach, the late Tom McCarthy. Coach Peter Goulet, Powassan Voodoos, taking over the reins of the Voodoos in early July, he made an immediate impact in joining the Powassan organization and the NOJHL. In stepping behind the bench, Goulet led the Voodoos to 37 victories this season, despite having a later start in helping prepare his lineup. This was a 7-win improvement for the club in his first year with the team. The team discipline for the veteran junior. A head coach saw Powassan register the fewest penalty minutes in the league, at just 486, with none of his players incurring a suspension throughout the regular season. To date, Goulet's efforts has also helped 4 of his players earn scholastic and hockey-related opportunities at the next level for next season. Trainer, Equipment Manager, Matt McDougall, Powassan Voodoos, a vital cog to the Powassan bench staff, McDougall provided pivotal training and equipment services for Voodoo's players throughout the season. He also played an active part in monitoring player injuries while compiling and providing up-to-date paperwork and filing reports to the league office in such areas as concussion protocols. Second All-Star Team. Forward. Zachary Demers, Hearst Lumberjacks. The skilled Lumberjacks forward registered 83 points in 47 games for Hearst on 20 goals and 63 assists. Those totals helped the veteran center from St. Hubert, K., end up fourth in NOJHL scoring. Demers was also second overall in assists as well as third in man advantage helpers and was one of 4 players to score on a penalty shot this season. Since joining the league back in 2020-21, he has amassed 159 points in 99 games, of which 37 were markers while assisting on 122 more. Forward. Pearson Sobush, Greater Sudbury Cubs, putting up solid numbers for Greater Sudbury, Sobush led the Cubs in scoring with 70 points. His 44 goals were the second most in the NOJHL, while his 5 shorthanded tallies paced all league players. He was also third in man advantage markers with 12. The Sudbury product finished tied for 6th in overall league points and in games in which he scored at least once. The Cubs had a record of 3-0-2-0-0. He also provided consecutive game goal streaks of 5, or more, on 3 occasions. Forward. Tucker Shields, Powassan Voodoos, playing at just under a point per game pace for Powassan, Shields provided 55 in 57 matchups. Part of that was notching 26 goals, 8 of which were game winners. His deciding tally totals placed him just one off the league lead. While skating in his initial season in the NOJHL, the 19-year-old from Gloucester, Ont, supplied 9 of his markers on the power play, and he also notched a shorthanded effort as well. Defense. Ethan Pegg, Blind River Beavers, a solid force at both ends of the rink for the Beavers, the third-year defenseman from Innisfil, Ont, provided 35 points on the Blind River blue line. His 11 tallies, 3 of which were game winners, led the Beavers, while his defensive play helped his side allow the second fewest goals against this season at 125. The 20-year-old Pegg has appeared in 110 league games. In that span, he scored 25 times and assisted on 58 others. Defense. Mitch Wilkie, Powassan Voodoos, a rock-solid rearguard for the Voodoos, Wilkie was steadying influence throughout the campaign. A 42-point performer from the back end for Powassan, the Calgary, Alta native was both offensively and defensively sound in his first year in the league. A solid skater and defender, Wilkie chipped in with 9 goals and 33 assists in 52 appearances. Goaltender. Noah Mativier, Greater Sudbury Cubs, the 19-year-old Sault Ste. Marie, Ont. Product was solid between the pipes overall, in returning for his second season in the NOJHL. Mativier had the best save percentage in the league, among qualified goaltenders, at .930 and was fourth in goals against average at 2.01, while posting 4 shutouts. Going 5-0-0-0 down the stretch, with a crisp 1.28 average and equally solid save mark of .951, and 1.950 overall, he helped backstop Greater Sudbury to a West Division title. General Manager Jonathan Blier, Hearst Lumberjacks, helping guide hockey operations in Hearst, Blier once again established a Lumberjacks roster that was highly competitive in the NOJHL. He was also instrumental in league matters, such as working on formulating the regular season schedule and deal with the logistics of it as the NOJHL returned to a full campaign, following the pandemic. Coach Daryl Moxham, Greater Sudbury Cubs, returning to the league as a head coach for the first time since back in 2006-07, Moxham guided the Cubs to the second-best record in the NOJHL as well as a West Division crown. Finishing with a record of 4-6-1-0-2-0 mark, their 94 points was just one off the overall lead, while their win total featured the most in the league. The Canadian Junior Hockey League Player of the Year in 1996-97 as a star forward with the Rayside Balfour Sabercats, Moxham was previously tabbed NOJHL Coach of the Year with Sudbury Northern Wolves in 2006-07. Trainer, Equipment Manager, Kayla Lauzon, French River Rapids, earning her first league All-Star recognition. Lauzon was instrumental all season long in serving the Rapids in the trainer and equipment manager capacity. She also provided a vital role in the monitoring of player injuries and concussion protocols, while dealing with the NOJHL office in such matters.